This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's Thursday. That means Wayne comes in the second hour of this fantastic show here on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, so I get the first hour on Thursdays. And guess what? We want to hear from you. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. My email address, Lee Elsie Radio, that's L-E-E-E-L-C-I Radio, at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We got an hour together. I got no guests, so I was going to have a couple of guests, but I changed my mind. I said, let's just get at it. There's so many different things we can talk about, so if you want to call in, we'll give you as much time to spout off about anything that you guys want to get into today. Listen, it's Woodstock, the anniversary, 50 years. 50 years ago. I look at some of those old photos of them partying in the mud and that old Free Love and all the great music that was up on stage. And even if you're not from that generation, I'm 3 years old when that was going on, so really it was a little bit before my time. But all of the amazing music and that whole freedom idea and everything that went along with that. And it was one of those events that you can't manufacture, right? You could try to do it again. It never works. They tried to do a 50th sort of re-up. It doesn't go. It just doesn't. It never flies like that. I mean, those kinds of spontaneous events that happen just organically are always the most memorable. And in this case, it certainly was. But this will probably be the last big one that anybody alive will really have to deal with, unless, of course, you know, maybe when you're 75 years old or 77 or 70, 80, whatever, they may have a 75th anniversary that'll have some meaning, but none of us will be around, I don't think, for number 100, at least people that are listening to me right now. Anyway, if you want to get into that, if you were there and you want to talk about it, I'd love to hear some inside baseball as far as that goes. That might be kind of fun. But I did want to start out the show. There's so many different things to get into, and only an hour, so we'll just kind of zip through some of this stuff. But, you know, this Philadelphia shooter, this situation where the guy who shot six cops, one almost, you know, almost killed the guy, just hit him in the head, grazed his head, 2 inches one way, he's dead, right? So, I mean, you've heard all the news, or you've seen the news clips. I watched it as it was unfolding. It was some pretty amazing stuff. But you realize that all the talk about guns and all the talk about too many guns and all the talk about too many different high-powered types of caliber of guns. Okay, fine. Those are all conversations. You want to have them, we can have them until we're blue in the face. Here's the deal. This Philadelphia shooter, okay, he has 7 felony gun charges on his record. Okay? 7. 7 different instances where he was in a situation where he either illegally possessed or shot or did something with a gun. Now, not all of them stuck, but still, 7. So I'll ask everybody, when is enough enough? How many times does somebody have to be arrested of a violent act? And having a gun in the act of a crime is a violent act to me, right? How many times do we have to arrest somebody before they actually get locked away for good? I know the 3-strike rule. Help people in jail that shouldn't have been in jail. Okay, fine. I get all that. But guess what? They're on the right track with that. Because if you're caught in the act of some of these horrifying crimes, and you ever see the light of day, especially if you've done it multiple times, there's something seriously wrong with the judicial system. We've got a serious problem that needs to be addressed. You want to address guns? Fine. If you want to talk about some of the guns, fine. But guess what? We got to start locking away people who commit crime after crime after crime. This guy was a violent criminal beginning at age 18. He just racked up all kinds of different arrests. all kinds of different violent acts, and he should have been locked up. And yet we've got liberal judges and liberal politicians who insist, for whatever insane reason, that either these people can be rehabilitated or that the punishment for some of these crimes is either too severe so they cut it down, or if, in fact, they are in prison, they make sure they come up with some kind of a plan for an early release. I mean, I don't know about you, but once you get past a certain threshold as far as a criminal goes, and you are continuing to knock on the door, if you will, of the police department and spend night after night in jail, end up maybe getting off a little bit easier than you should have, but it just keeps happening. The cops keep arresting you and bringing you down. And over again, you get a slap on the wrist, a slap on the wrist. Guess what? You're not going to be rehabilitated. It's not worth my time or my effort to try to make it that way. The number of repeat offenders of violent crimes is getting out of hand. It's skyrocketing. People who do horrifying things with guns in their possession, whether it's rob a liquor store, knock an old lady over, while she's crossing the street and robbing her bag or her money or her grocery money or whatever, or even these mass shootings or these shootings in Chicago. Now, the one-offs, that's a different story. These people who are hiding in the internet and they buy all these weaponry and then they go out and they kill a bunch of people in a one-shot, that's different. You can't really guard against that. But if you've been arrested 7 times for violent acts and you're out on the street, there's something wrong with the system. And if you don't see that, there's something wrong with you. I mean, seriously. If you're out there and you think, well, I think that person can be rehabilitated. I mean, he did rob a liquor store twice, and he tried to rob a bank, and of course, yeah, he did try to shoot that guy, but he missed. And he's out. There's something wrong with you. And we don't need to coddle violent criminals. We don't need to try to rehabilitate violent criminals, continuous violent criminals. We need to lock up violent criminals. I'm all about giving someone a first, second chance, right? I am. As long as they didn't really hurt somebody, as long as they didn't kill somebody, right? I mean, if you were playing grab ass as a kid and you got arrested for something silly or you stole something out of a convenience store or whatever, you know, you did kid stuff, especially if you're young. I definitely feel you can get a second or third chance. I understand that. You grow up in a bad household, all of it. I get it all. I understand somewhat where they're coming from. But when you cross that line, you cross that violent line, then it's the game's over. You're done. You know, we had police officers on television during this shooting, basically almost, I hate to say it this way, but almost whining, asking people, well, there's too many guns out here. We can't do it. Listen, sir, are there too many guns out there in bad people's hands? Yes. But there are too many bad people out there. There are too many people that get let out of prison. Take more of my tax dollars if it means making me safer. If you're guaranteeing me, building me more prisons where violent thugs will stay in that prison longer and they won't come out and won't see the light of day and won't have a chance to carjack me and won't have a chance, you know, to put a gun in my rib cage as they steal my rent money. If that's the case, then do it. Because that is what your job is supposed to be. But it's been bad judges, bad system, flawed system. The ultra-left progressive scenario is, I think it's crippling this country when it comes to these kinds of scenarios. Because we live in a violent culture. We live in a violent culture, and we need to respond with swift judgment. Swift and severe judgment with these people. We cannot coddle these folks anymore. Folks out there, middle America is asking for help. The cities are asking for help. The police, the citizens are all asking for help. They're not necessarily asking for help in the area of guns. And there's a whole bunch, half of the population, more than that probably, of this country are okay with the Second Amendment. They like it as it is. They like to be able to protect themselves. And if not them, that we're worried about. Because law-abiding people get up and they abide by the law. It's these people who go out of their way and they get these guns illegally and they go out and they shoot up whether it's in a robbery or in a side alley or a gang warfare. Those guys got to go, man. They've got to go. They cannot be given this continuous sort of free rein to do as they want to do. It's just not fair to the rest of us. It's just not. Everybody else who has to walk around the streets of, like, Chicago and in these either cities of Detroit or whatever, these areas where people live, and they're trying their best to live a good life, working as much as possible, as much as they can at the job that they can get, and they're trying to put food on the table, yet they're, you know, diving for bullets when the gunshots start to ring out on a Saturday night. And 50-something people get shot in Chicago, and nobody does anything. Come on, man. There's no way that should be happening in the United States of America. If there are 50 people shot in a city, you've got to put people on the sidewalks and make sure those people aren't killing people. If you got to put, I don't know, you can't put troops on the sidewalks, but if you got to spend a bunch of money hiring a whole bunch of different cops and tactical cops, do it. Wreck those guys on the street. Break those gangs. That's supposed to be what you do for the citizens of the country. And if that means somehow, some way, we figure that out and we have to funnel more money. I know everyone says don't funnel more money, blah, blah, blah. It's going to go, no, you got to do it right. But there should be a cop on every corner in Chicago. Nobody should be getting shot, 50 people in the city of Chicago on any given weekend. It's insane. All right, so we can continue to talk about this if you want. Again, our phone number, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. One other thing we can maybe touch on after the break, Bill Clinton, devil in a blue dress. Is that just like the scariest, most creepy, weirdest picture you've ever seen? If you haven't seen it, I'll explain to you what it is next. It's just, gives me the heebie-jeebies. All right, once again, my name is Lee Elsie. My email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Thursday nights for the first hour of this great program, I get a chance to sit in the big seat, and Wayne will be back again after the top of the hour. We'll be right back, me and you. Stick around.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I saved $18,000 year one, year two, and now year three. We're coming to the second half of year three, so it'll be $54,000 over 3 years. And they reimbursed me for a major dental bill for my son. They reimbursed me for three doctor visits in 2019. And then they reimbursed me for, they reimbursed me. They basically paid the whole bill for the doctors, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, the surgery, you name it, for my kidney stones in February. Amazing. I love these guys. Unbelievable. I never got this kind of treatment from a health insurance company. I'd much rather be with Christian Health Sharing. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share.
All right, welcome back. It's Lee Elsie filling in the first hour here on Thursdays on Wayne Allen Root's program. Of course, Raw and Unfiltered. Our number, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. We've got Chet out in Long Island who wants to talk about something that I spent a little time on this morning, the ICE office getting shot in San Antonio. Chet, what's up?
Yeah, I heard you this morning. You did a great job with the coverage. But, you know, Lee, with this guy that shot this office in San Antonio, the ICE office, they found out that he had Antifa propaganda littered throughout his social media. You know, the last person that tried to blow up the ICE detention center had Antifa propaganda. They actually found out he was a member of Antifa. Mm-hmm. Antifa put out some written tribute to him. Now, the issue is here, these people are being spurred on by some of our sitting congresswomen. You know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
AOC. She repeatedly puts out videos calling ICE detention centers concentration camps, talks about the fact that our ICE officials are putting kids in cages, which, by the way, was being done under Barack Obama, too, and she won't call that out. She just put out another video saying she won't take those words back. They are concentration camps. This is dangerous rhetoric, Lee. When are we going to start to put a muzzle on some of these congresswomen and hold them to account when things like this are happening to our law enforcement officials that keep us safe?
You gotta
it's
do
a
it
disgrace.
You got to do it at the ballot box. And, yeah, I agree with you, Chet, 1,000%. I'm looking, too, as you were talking and I was listening to you, I was looking over the headlines on CNN's website just to see if there was even a mention of this shooting or in San Antonio. Nothing. I can't find anything. Maybe I'm missing it, but I don't see. It certainly isn't one of the headlines because they don't care about that. They don't care. They do not want to report anything that is Antifa-leaning at all. They sympathize with that. And you are, again, 1,000% right. The AOCs of the world, Omars of the world, they are fueling this whole thing. There's no question about it.
Yeah, even Fredo the other night was on CNN, and he said that it's okay what Antifa does because they're battling the Nazis, and this was after the gay Asian was attacked.
Right.
So
makes no sense.
He's saying it's okay. The gay Asian's a Nazi, Lee.
Yeah, of course
he is. It's unbelievable the way these people think.
And my
question is, when is it going to become a situation, Lee, where one of these ICE detention centers get blown up?
Yeah.
And not only the ICE officials, but everybody that's being housed in these detention centers goes up in flames. And then what's going to happen with AOC? Nothing. Same thing.
Great question. Yep. Chet, great call, buddy. Thanks, man. We're running short on time anyway. But again, just to expound on some of the things that you had said, this is not, and I'm going to get into some more immigration stuff right after the break. I got a whole chunk of things I want to talk to you guys about with immigration again. But this act in San Antonio, these acts around the country, the Antifa folks, they are extremely violent. I mean, this goes back to Charlottesville. That's where it began, at least during this presidency. Those guys are getting off that bus that were just as bad as the guys with the white hoods on. Right? They were ready to fight. And that's been happening now all over the country. And the AOCs of the world and the rest of that crew are definitely fueling the flames. And CNN's and the left-leaning media, they do nothing. They say nothing. They do nothing. They're only interested in the white supremacy, the white nationalism. That's all they... most of it's manufactured. All right, listen, we'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar and Michigan Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib were blocked Thursday from entering Israel as some accused the two elected officials of continuously making anti-Semitic remarks while serving in Congress. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally is reacting to this news.
Well, I think Israel has a right to decide who can come into their country just like we do. For my part, I love Israel. I've been deployed to the Middle East 5 times. And I think that both Omar and Tlaib, their actions and their words have been dangerous.
Less than 24 hours after 6 Philadelphia police officers were shot by a criminal with a long rap sheet, Democratic politicians in Pennsylvania are saying something needs to be done regarding gun control. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow was up 100 points to close at 25,579. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
on roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment. Yep. Sponsor is the AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmpFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmpFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right, there you go. That's Wayne Allen Root, and maybe he will see you there. Maybe you should go to that. That might be fun. Sounds like fun anyway. I don't know. Those of you who may have listened to me before, I've had Robert Davi on maybe a dozen times, and I have some great funny stories about him. He's been here in this studio where I am in Connecticut a couple of different times as well, so he's a trip, man. He's worth the price of admission for sure. All right, before we grab a couple of calls, real quick, AOC has a tweet, I guess it was 4 hours ago. Members of Congress are frequently asked to visit Israel to see things for themselves, but Netanyahu choosing to ban the only two Muslim women in Congress from entering tells us the U.S. that only some Americans are welcome to Israel, not all. Well, you know what? The two women that he banned are hateful and ugly, basically just despicable people. So I applaud him. If I had an applause button, I would play. I don't have it. I don't have any golf clap applause buttons. But anyway, AOC, I mean, they can't have it both ways. You want to attack, and then when they say, you know what, we don't want you, now all of a sudden, oh, poor us. It's terrible. All right, let's grab a call, too. Jim in Connecticut wants to weigh in. Jim, how are you?
I'm good, Lee. Hey, listen, before I want to talk about Nancy Pelosi's trip to Guatemala. But before I do, I want to quickly share my Woodstock experience with you, okay?
Oh, super. Go.
Yeah. I was drafted into the Army. I was serving my basic training in Fort Polk, Louisiana, when my brother and our two friends who went to Woodstock wrote me about it. Now, talk about pouring salt into that wound. I missed Woodstock, but I got the chance to serve our country.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for your service, my friend. I really appreciate that story. I'm actually going to do something special about that tomorrow. That's a side issue completely, but again, wherever you know, all the folks out there who serve, certainly Vietnam, there's a number of guys in Vietnam probably, and I know this for a fact, who sometimes get very angry when they talk with such fanfare about Woodstock, because you guys were the jungle, knee-deep, and fighting for your lives. So I get it. Trust me.
Okay, quickly about Nancy.
Yeah.
I didn't hear a lot of conversation about her traveling down to Guatemala to support the socialist candidate down there who objects and is working against the president's agreement with Guatemala to slow the immigrant traffic into our country.
Right.
That's counterproductive. What is she going to gain out of doing that?
She's, you know, throwing up roadblocks every chance she gets. You know, listen, they hate Trump so much, Jim, you know that. They're going to do everything and anything they can. And plus, you know what? They service people outside the country. They service illegal aliens. They service South America. They service Mexico. They service Guatemala. They service El Salvador before they service the United States of America. And they prove it every single day.
Well, let me give you a quick prediction. My prediction is that, well, of course, this is no longer hidden. It's out in the open now. They want to flood our population so they can get additional voters. People are going to vote Democratic.
Right.
We're going to wind up with a system very much like Russia, where the elections are already predetermined, so somebody like Nancy Pelosi can stay in office forever and never really be challenged. But here's my prediction.
All right.
When a communist country takes over, who's the first people that they get rid of?
All the politicians got to go.
That's correct. The ones who showed themselves to be traitors to their country. Do you think they're going to want to keep the traitors on in this new administration that they have running?
No.
Okay, who's next?
Usually the scientists.
The reporters.
Well, the reporters go too, sure. But anybody who's got any smarts at all usually ends up getting on the guillotine as well.
And number three is the religious, because they want to get rid of God.
Yeah.
They don't want any challenges to their government. So, anyway, these politicians who think that they're going to endear themselves when the takeover occurs, this revolution they're looking for, they're going to have a rude awakening.
All right, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's that?
Take care.
Yeah, all right, buddy. Have a good one. See, yeah, when Hitler was rounding up folks and sending them to the gas chambers, some of those were, you know, get the intellectuals. Anybody who was wearing glasses or considered an intellectual. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, I know Jim wasn't going that far, but, yeah, he's right. Listen, communism isn't coming to this country in our lifetime. We're going to fight it. I firmly believe if that knock came at the door, man, we would not, you know, we would answer it with incredible fury. Right. I mean, I know they're trying. I know they're desperately trying. And, you know, in some cases, they get scary close to sort of shaking the walls of democracy and freedom. But I still think, even though in times that seem like chaos, we're incredibly strong. We do have great patriots who will fight to the death to keep what we have. A couple things. As we sit here on a Thursday night, with the Center for Immigration Studies reporting that 35,000 immigrants from Africa and the Middle East are already in the immigration pipeline and headed to the United States to request asylum. So you've already got this large chunk of people from the people that we don't even talk about, right? Middle East and Africa in the pipeline. Okay. Asylum. So my question is, I was always under the impression that the asylum seekers needed to go for asylum to the closest country that they border that would be willing to accept them. So fly from Africa to here, you're flying here to get here and then to claim asylum? I think that the system is broken when it comes to them. The U.S. is on pace to apprehend over 1 million undocumented immigrants this year alone. We've talked about that before. Even globalism's biggest proponents can no longer quibble. As a matter of fact, CNN's Frank Zaccari admitted in July, as he reported, he says, we're overwhelmed. The immigrant processing system is emerged, and Trump is actually right. We face a crisis of asylum seekers at the border. Already this year, over 600,000 migrants have appeared on America's doorstep to be taken in. And it's more than that. This was actually written at the end of July, so we've got another 2 weeks since that time. And again, even Ted Cruz talks about it on Newsmax TV, about how it's getting worse every single day. He estimates nearly 2 million newcomers will pour into the country. 2 million. Now, those are the ones that we know about. Those are the ones that we have some kind of pressing the flesh. How you doing, sir? Come on. Over here. Go into this booth and fill out this form. What about the ones who get through that we know nothing about? According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, about 6 in 10 apprehensions involve family units and unoccupied minors. That's a staggering 375% jump from 2018. I was talking to somebody in the system who told me yesterday somewhere around 70% of the people, the kids, and when they come together, when they pose as a parent and they're bringing a kid along, you know, holding the hand as they're crossing the border, this is my child, 70% of the ones that they tested as far as DNA don't match, which I mean, it's totally believable because they grab a kid and either it's a sex slave industry, sex trade industry, or they're just trying to get that sympathetic scenario to get across. We have no idea the numbers. None. And it's impossible for us to know. How could we know? We can't. Most of the million-plus new arrivals will be released in the United States. And again, their asylum claims could take years to talk in front of a judge about. So far, 55,000 of those taken into custody are children. And a lot of them are sick. You know the story. They've got all kinds of different diseases. They're coming from all kinds of different places. And I want to help those kids. I certainly want to help the kids. But there's got to be what we're doing is not working. There's got to be a better way. It's an absolute disaster. Top law officials warn the drug cartels. I said this before. I knew this was happening. Basically, drug cartels are doing one of these sort of end arounds. They're sending waves. They gather these immigrants. And they pay them. And not a lot. They pay them a little stipend, and they give them the green light to go across the border, 100, 200 at a time. And what happens is that area of the Mexican-United States border gets overwhelmed with people coming across, and the drug cartels know they're sending them across in a place where they know they're going to get caught or they know they're going to get seen. So what happens is they need to pull resources away from where the drug cartels want to cross. And there you go. Now you've got a drug cartel with no opposition in sight because all the Border Patrol agents have to work on these people coming across the border. It's chaos down there. There's got to be something done. We talk about this all the time, but it is flat out of control, and we got to do something about it. All right. So listen, we got one more segment together. The week goes so fast. It's already Thursday, right? Crazy, right? Anyway, we're almost done. Wayne Allen Root will join you after the top of the hour, but I'll be back for one more segment. If you want to try to weigh in, we've got time to take a call or two. You can give us a shout. 1-833-927-8255-833-4-TALK. We'll be right back. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. you may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I fill in for Wayne for the first hour on Thursdays here on the USA Radio Network. And I can't thank them enough for giving me the opportunity. I want to tell you guys real quick about the National Medical Records Review. The website, nationalmedicalrecordsreview.com. The phone number is 800-254-8571. What is it? Well, it's a second opinion. It is sort of a sigh of relief, or it's a different option. It's something maybe that you hadn't considered. All things rolled into one. So the idea is maybe you've been given a diagnosis that, well, maybe it puts you in a tough spot. And maybe you don't really know if it's, you know, the right thing. Maybe the doctor that you've been going to for a long time, maybe he's old school. Maybe he doesn't have sort of an idea about the new stuff that can be done. And you really want to go outside that bubble and talk to somebody else. Well, that's kind of what these guys do. You might be drowning in medical information and you don't know where to turn. These guys are perfect. 800-254-8571. www.nationalmedicalreview.com. If you've got questions about a diagnosis, these guys are right there for you. And they do it without any, you know, there's nothing that you have to put up front. So it's sort of like just back and forth. You'll have a conversation, you send them the stuff, and then you go from there. So, I think they're great. I think the guy that I talk to all the time on the air, Dr. Alessi, is a main player here, and he is fantastic. I would trust him with anything. So 800-254-8571, nationalmedicalreview.com. And check it out. It might be an answer that you've been searching for and looking for a long time, and give you a different direction to go as far as medical advice. All right. Let's see. We only have a few minutes left, so rather than get into anything crazy serious, I did run across the world's wealthiest family and families. So I had the top 10, I think, wealthiest families. I had like 25 and printed out. I pretty much, whoever has the printing conglomerate, I actually gave them money to print this out because the list was so long. But you realize that the Walmart owners, right? The people who run the roost, the people who own all that wealth, the people who, you know, they're the ones that everybody argues about, right? They're the ones that are getting basically richer by the second. That's the Walmart family. Well, apparently they make $4 million every hour. $4 million an hour. Okay, now listen, I'm not saying that they owe anybody anything, right? And capitalism is what capitalism is. And if you don't like it, don't shop there. Right? If that's a beef and it kind of, sticks in your craw a little bit, shop someplace else. And they just built a better mousetrap than everybody else. They're worth $95.5 billion or something like that. And they're moving up, believe it or not. The Mars family is second. They're worth $126 billion, which, again, is incredible money. There's a whole list of, like I said, let me give you the top ten. The Koch brothers are on the list. Al Sayed of Arabia is on the list. He's worth $100 billion. It's cheap. So, anyway, I just thought it was interesting that this family makes $4 million every hour. They make more money in 1 hour than most of us will ever be able to accumulate in our entire lifetimes, probably times five, right? I mean, I get it, and it kind of makes you feel angry sometimes, but they built a great mousetrap. They, they're running the show. And people love Walmart, for whatever reason. You go there anytime, it's filled up with people. Most of the people are crazy. I mean, and the later at night you go to a Walmart, the more crazies you get. You go at like 10 o'clock at night, forget it, man. You're taking your life into your own hands, I swear. A tax manager is the number one job in the country, apparently, according to the most recent survey. It's one of the hottest jobs in America. So if you're looking, if you're actually in college right now looking for a career, they say tax manager actually is the place to go. You can get $112,000 an hour. The other best jobs that are flying off the shelves right now, Salesforce developer, I don't know what that is, product designer, human resource manager, audit manager, data scientist, Java developer. Yeah. How many people have problems with Java? Like every day, right? Install it, uninstall it, doesn't work, does work. System number 9, system number 8. That's something I always have a problem with. All right, what else do I have here for you? I'll let Wayne talk about all the politics. I'll just talk about all the silliness for the last couple minutes. So what's the most hated chore that you have? The top of the list here, the latest survey, is washing the dishes and cleaning the kitchen. Mine is doing the laundry, which came in second. I can't stand it. I think I said this to you guys again. It's like it never stops, right? I stick my clothes in the washing machine, right? Turn it on. You put all the ingredients in there. Then it finishes. Then you got to shove it in the dryer. And then when it's done drying, one at a time, I got to take them out and fold them. It's like they keep coming. And my wife keeps buying me shirts. I beg her not to buy me any more T-shirts, but they just keep coming. She's the best, but I mean, I don't need another T-shirt. I don't need another. I don't. I got enough. And one more. We'd rather lose our jobs to a robot than another human. I got to think about that for a second. Is that true? Would I rather lose my job here to a robot or... I think a robot. I think that's true. Because you can't get really mad at a robot. You can sort of have surly feelings towards another person who one-upped you. But a robot, oh well, it is what it is. Hey, listen, Wayne Allyn Root is in next. That's right. He's here, Warren Unfiltered. He's kicking me out of the studio, so I got to go. You guys have a fantastic Thursday and a fantastic weekend and a fantastic week. I get a chance to sit in again on Thursday. Until then, we'll see you. Keep listening to Raw and Unfiltered.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.